know what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly, Bob Mosher, and Bob Ross. Featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Shirley Mitchell, Fred Clark, Sarah Selby, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll, Amos and Andy.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Amos, but my real name is Freeman Gosden. My partner, Charlie Correll, and I are very, very happy to be back on the air once more for Rexall. And welcome back our good friend, Harlow Wilcox. We sincerely hope to bring you a season of entertainment of the same high quality as Rexall drug products. And that's a high mark to shoot at, because you see, Rexall drug products are sold under a money-back guarantee. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Every Rexall drug product must give you the satisfaction you want, or you can return it to any Rexall drugstore and get your money back. Well, this past week certainly was an eventful one for Amos and Andy and their friend the Kingfish. They managed to get mixed up with a girl, a $500 reward, and a trained seal. How did this happen? Well, it all started last Wednesday in the polo grounds at the height of the pennant race. Mr. and Mrs. Theodore Wentworth were watching the game from their seasoned box in the upper stands. The Giants were trailing by one run in the ninth. When...
Look, darling, it's a home run! A home run!
Boy, oh boy, oh boy! Well, that's the ball game. What a game!
Oh, come on, dear, let's see if we can beat the crowd. Oh! Oh, good heavens.
What's wrong, dear?
My engagement ring. When I jumped up then, it fell off my finger.
It fell off your finger?
Yes, it went over the rail. It fell down someplace in the lower tier among all those people.
Why in the world couldn't you have been more careful? There must be 10 or 15,000 people down there today.
I'm sorry, dear.
You ought to be. Do you realize that ring cost over $3,000?
Oh, my. Where could it have landed? Where could it have landed?
Oh, great game, wasn't it, Andy? Great game.
Oh, yeah, Kingfish, it sure was, yeah. Say, did you feel a drop of rain? I could have swore that something just whizzed by me from up above.
Oh, never mind, Andy. Give me some more of the Cracker Jacks there.
Yeah, here's the box. Help yourself.
There. Mm-hmm. He sure is good.
What you got there, Kingfish?
Nice looking prize you got in these Cracker Jacks.
That ain't a bad-looking ring. Looks almost real.
Yeah, that's an artificial diamond. They make them in Japan. Does it by irritating the oysters, you know.
Irritating them. From the size of this rock, they must have beat that oyster with a whip.
Well, I guess it's yours, Andy. It was in your box of Cracker Jack.
Yeah. I wonder how they can afford to put a prize like this in a box of Cracker Jack. This ring looks like it must be at least worth a quarter.
Look, Andy, lucky you didn't swallow it.
Yeah.
I once swallowed a tin whistle out of a box of popcorn. The doctor said if I hadn't got it out in time, I would have been stuck with a whistling liver. Well, not a bad breakfast, Sapphire. Not a bad breakfast.
I'm glad somebody enjoyed it. George Stevens, would you kindly put that newspaper down from in front of your face and look at me?
Please, honey, I've eaten.
George.
Well, look at you there. With your hair up in curlers, beauty cream, and that chin strap, you look like the bride of Frankenstein on a golden wedding anniversary.
Don't you criticize me. You ain't no Prince Charming with that head of skin and that bathrobe caught together with a safety pin.
Now, wait a minute.
And them eyes of yours, peering over them big bags. You look like a doughboy in the trenches waiting for word to go over the top.
All right, so we ain't no Texan jinx. Now, let me read the paper here. Seeming Mrs. Wentworth lost a $3,000 engagement ring at the polo ground yesterday.
Yes, I read that. Her husband's offering a $500 reward.
Yeah, say here, the incident occurred at the close of the game, and it is believed the diamond ring fell, the diamond, the die, the...
George, what's the matter?
Sapphire, me and Andy found the ring in the crackerjack box. It must have been the ring. It must have fallen in the box. A $3,000 ring, and Andy got it in his pocket.
Why, George, and there's a $500 reward. Oh, George, it's wonderful. And you split this windfall with Andy.
Yeah, it's quite a windfall, but I got a sneaking suspicion that it ain't going to be as breezy for Andy as it is for me.
Now, George?
Now, let me handle it, honey. Now, listen. Now, I'm going down to the lodge hall and call up this Mr. Wentworth and tell him that I got the ring.
Oh, George, it'll be wonderful having this money. I'm going to get all new curtains.
Yeah, and it's going to be wonderful for me, too, honey. I'm going to get my bridge out of hock. I tell you, Sapphire, I was tired of grinning on the buyer's side.
Hello?
Hello? Is this the residence of Mr. Wentworth, the man who lost the ring?
Yes, that's right. What about it?
Well, Mr. Wentworth, this is George Stevens over here at the Mystic Knights of the Sea Lodge.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, what is it?
Well, now, that reward that was in the paper, that was $500, wasn't it? You know, hidden digits in there nowhere.
No, that was $500. Now, look here, I'm getting impatient.
Mister, I found your ring.
Great, great. Now, just bring the ring over here and you'll get your money.
Fine. Now, excuse me for being so careful, but you see, I found a Russian wolfhound once, and I returned the thing over to the owner, and when I asked for the reward, the man stuck the wolfhound on me. You ain't got no dogs or nothing over there, is you, mister?
No. Will you just get that ring over here as fast as you can? My wife is very worried about it. Your money will be waiting for you.
Fine, mister. I'll see you. Oh, me. Andy got that $3,000 diamond ring. That sure is a hunk of ice. Now, let me get on my hat and go over and defrost the boy.
Oh, Andy, isn't it lovely here in DePaul?
Yeah.
And hasn't it been wonderful since we met just one short week ago?
Yeah.
I feel that we was destined to meet, that we were star-crossed lovers.
Yeah.
Andy, you're not saying much. What you thinking about?
Yeah.
Oh, Andy, I just can't wait to have you meet my folks now that we is officially engaged. And Andy, this is such a lovely engagement ring you give me. I'll never take it off. Don't you think it's lovely?
Lovely? Ha, ha, ha. It's a crackerjack.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, welcoming you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. Like Bismarex, for example. This famous four-way antacid often neutralizes excess stomach acidity within 1 minute, eases gastric distress, leaves a soothing, protective covering on irritated stomach membranes, gives both fast and prolonged relief. Ask for Bismarex. Bisma-Rex. Bismarex. At Rexall drugstores, everywhere.
Where can that Andy Brown be? I've been waiting for him and looked all over town.
Good afternoon, Kingfish.
Well, Andy, I've been looking all over for you. Where have you been, boy?
Oh, boy, I had an important day, Kingfish. One of the most important in my whole life. I got myself engaged.
Never mind that, Andy. The thing I want, engaged to a girl.
Yeah, it works better that way, don't it? Her name is Gertrude Watson. She's an actress.
Gertrude, now tell me, Andy, when you played at your troth, Did you plate it with a handshake, or did you plate it with a rose, or did you plate it with what I said you plated it with?
Kingfish, I done plated it with that irritated oyster ring we found in the Cracker Jack box. She think it's a real diamond.
Andy, you got to get that ring back from that gal.
Get it back? But this is real love. This is the gal I expect to spend the rest of my life with. I can't live without this gal, Kingfish. This is the real thing.
Andy, that was no crackerjack prize. That ring was worth $3,000, and the people who lost it is offering $500 reward for it.
Funny how quick you can sour on a gal, eh? Well, listen, Kingfish, listen here. I done told that gal I loved her. Now, how is we going to get the ring back? I can't ask for it back right out of the clear sky.
Andy, look here. We got to use strategy. Now, wait a minute. Let me scratch my head. Strategy. Let me see. The thing to do is to start a fight with her. That's the thing to do. Start a fight with her.
Uh-huh.
Now, you get her so mad. You get her so worked up and so boiled up and so mad with you that she'll throw the ring right back in your face. Now, I'll go over there with you when you start to fight with her.
Yeah, well, okay, if that's the only way. But tell you, Kingfish, I sure hate to break the engagement, especially at this time.
Well, why at this time, Andy?
Because my other fiancée don't get back to town till Tuesday. Here's Gertrude's apartment right here, Kingfish.
This is one of them theatrical boarding houses, ain't it?
Yeah, they got all kind of show business and vaudeville people here. That gal that gummed a smile at us in the hall there, she was Madame Zelda, the aerialist.
Madame Zelda, the aerialist.
Yeah, that's right. She used to hang by her teeth and whirl from the flying trapeze.
Yeah, what happened to her?
Well, one night in Madison Square Garden, her teeth finished the act, but she didn't.
Well, now, don't forget, Andy, as soon as you can, you start a fight with Gertrude. Now, get her worked up there so that she gets mad. Then she throws the ring at you. Oh, this is going to work out fine. I'll knock on the door here.
Yeah. You think this is going to work, Kingfish?
Oh, yeah, Andy. You got to get her mad now. You really got to get this girl and fumigate her.
Yeah.
Yes? Oh, Andy, isn't it sweet of you, my great big apple dumpling? Here, let me give you a hug. You sweet, darling boy.
Kingfish, was that $500 in cash?
Well, Andy, how sweet. You brung your father with you.
No. Wait a minute. No, Gertrude. This is my friend and cohorse, George Stevens.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Stevens? Won't you come in?
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah.
Now, you sit here, Mr. Stevens. And, Andy, you sit here and I'll sit next to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Gertrude, I...
Oh, Andy, you so cute, my big old teddy bear.
Teddy bear, can I confess with you?
Yeah. Wait, excuse me, honey. I'll be right back. What's the trouble, Kingfish?
Listen, you big dummy. You is heading in the wrong direction. What you trying to do? Coochie coo us out of $500?
Well, I'm sorry, Kingfish. You see, I come in here all ready to fight, but one coochie coo and I melted faster than a hunk of pig fat on a hot grill.
Then now, come on. And this time, keep up your mind on your business there, and let's get them in.
Gertrude, honey.
Yes, Andy, dear.
There's something that I've been wanting to tell you for a long time.
What is it, Andy?
You is the ugliest toad I done ever seen in my life.
What?
And you ain't heard nothing, neither.
Oh, I've never heard anything like this in my life. Andy Brown, I never want to see you again. Get out, you hear? Get out! Get out! I'll scratch your eyes out! Get out! Get out!
Hey,
Come on, it's your
boy, was she mad.
Oh, yeah, I got to hand it to you, though, Andy. That was a great piece of work. Now, let me have the ring, Andy. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. I ain't got it, Kingfish.
Kingfish, in the argument, she didn't throw it at me. Call me, what must we do now?
She didn't throw it, huh?
No.
Well, I'll fix that, Andy. Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Well, what do you want?
Now, excuse me for protruding, Gertrude. But in the argument, you forgot to throw something at my friends here.
What? Oh, so I did. Well, here you are.
Teddy Bear, wake up. Speak to me. Teddy Bear. Well, we didn't get the ring, but I don't guess we get the reward, so that leaves me and Andy ain't out nothing, and we didn't get in no trouble or nothing after all. Come in. How do you do, sir? What can I do for you?
You're Stevens, aren't you?
Yeah, sir. That's right. Yeah.
Well, I'm Mr. Wentworth. I've come for the ring.
Excuse me, Miss Wentworth, but would you mind helping me up off the floor here? Thank you, sir.
Something wrong?
No. Don't pay no attention to me. I got an idea I'm going to fall down a lot during this conversation. You say that you come for a ring? This is news to me.
News to you? Now, look here, Stevens. You called me up and said you had the ring, and now I come up here and you don't have it. Only an idiot would pull a trick like this.
Mister, by some strange coincidence, you have done penetrated my secret. I happen to be a bona fide idiot.
What is this?
Yeah, sir, I was a notorious crank, always crawling up and pulling little harmless pranks like that. But being an idiot, I ain't responsible for none of the stuff, you see what I mean?
Now, look, I don't believe one word of this.
Yeah, sir, well, you can't touch me. I'm protected by law. I was a CPI, certified public idiot. That's what I am.
Look, Stevens, I know you have that ring. I'm giving you until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to produce it, or I'm going to the police.
The police?
The police. And I'll see that you get at least 10 years behind bars.
Well, before you go, would you mind helping me up off the floor?
Now, here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
Today, whenever they want fast relief from an ordinary headache, millions of people choose Rexall aspirin. And there are three very good reasons why.
Then how about letting us in on them?
All right. First, every Rexall tablet contains 5 full grains of pure aspirin. Second, in the 100-tablet bottle, Rexall aspirin costs you barely more than 0.5 cents per tablet.
Well, those are 2 good reasons. What's the third?
The most important of all, ma'am, there's no faster-acting aspirin made.
But exactly what do you mean by fast-acting?
I mean that when taken with water, a Rexall aspirin tablet is ready to go to work for you even before it reaches your stomach.
That I'll remember.
Then remember this, too. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Andy, we got to get in here and see Algonquin J. Calhoun. Now, I done explained the whole thing to him on the phone, and he said he done worked out the thing. He done got to work out.
Yeah, I know. We got to get that ring back from Gertrude or go to jail. Oh, boy, this is a mess.
Well, how are you, Calhoun?
Hello, Calhoun.
Glad to see you, boy. Glad to see you.
Now, listen, Calhoun, if you work out the way that we can get that ring back from Andy's gal.
Now, let me think here.
Calhoun, is you thinking there or has your pancreas backed up on you there?
Well, now, let's see here. Andy, you say the gal ain't wearing a ring?
No, I talked to one of her gal friends. She ain't wearing it, but she's keeping it someplace.
Keeping it someplace?
Yeah.
Now, a problem like this calls for a little surreptitious sparkle of spin. Or, to put it bluntly, rock removal. The thing to do is wait till she's out and then sneak up and get the ring. Say, Calhoun, that's a great idea. Yeah, that is a great idea you done give us. A great idea. But wait a minute. Suppose something happens.
Yeah.
You mean suppose when you tiptoeing out of the gal's room and you got the ring in one hand, all of a sudden a flashlight goes on and a big policeman is standing there with a gun right in your face?
Yeah. What does we do then?
Boys, then it's your turn to get some ideas.
Mrs. Thompson, I was all packed.
Oh, no hurry, my dear. I just thought I'd help you move to your new room before supper.
Well, thank you. I hope this change into another room hasn't upset you, but that ex-fiancé of mine has just been bothering me to death.
Oh, that's fine. I'm putting Mr. Thorndike and his partner in here. They open at the Orpheum this week.
You're putting his partner in here, too?
Yes, Mr. Thorndike takes the bedroom, and Bosco uses this room.
But don't your other tenants object to Bosco?
Oh, no. In a theatrical boarding house, you get used to anything, even a trained seal.
A trained seal? Yes, I guess you do.
Come on, Andy. Up to fire escape here. Watch your step now. Dark as pitch.
Yeah. Gertrude's room is up here on the third floor. You think we're safe, Kingfish?
Oh, certainly, Ender. Yeah, we've seen them all eating in the dining room. Gertrude, the landlady, Madame Zelda. Yeah. Yeah, now here is Gertrude's living room window right here.
Yeah, hot dog. It's open a little. I'll ease it up.
Yeah, good. Yeah, come on, Ender. We can get in there.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, easy does it now, Ender. Easy.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, boy, it's even darker in here. I'll turn on the light.
No, no, dummy, don't turn on no light. Somebody will see the light from the outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah. Now, the jewelry box ought to be over here on the cabinet somewhere.
Andy, don't do that.
Kingfish, whatever was done, I didn't do it.
And whatever it was that you didn't do, you just done again.
Kingfish, I tell you, I ain't doing nothing.
Andy, something tells me we're in trouble. Gertrude Watkins is downstairs eating and her nose is up here snoring.
Kingfish, I bet that wasn't her down there at all. She must have fell asleep on her sofa. Holy mackerel.
Lucky you didn't marry that girl, Andy. It would have cost you $700 for a sinus job.
You know something? She must be having a nightmare. Hey, listen, Kingfish. There ain't no jewelry box on the cabinet here. We better get out of here.
Yeah, I guess we better. Say, wait a minute, Andy. Maybe she got the ring on her finger.
Oh, listen, Kingfish. It's too dark in here. I am scared. Come on, let's get out.
Listen, anyone snoring that loud, they ain't gonna wake up. We can't give up now, Andy.
Yeah, well, take it easy.
Let me feel around here in the dark. Let's see here. Yeah, here she is. Now I'll,
What's wrong?
She must have fell asleep wearing a fur coat.
Listen, Kingfish, I think we ought to get...
Quiet, Andy, quiet. Wait a minute. Here's her arm. Yeah, I got her arm here. Now... let me see if I can find a hand. Andy.
What's the matter, Kingfish?
Andy, is you sure you took a good look at that gal before you proposed?
Listen, Kingfish.
Holy mackerel, Andy, your fiance is a seal.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Come on.
Come on, get out of here. Me, Andy, it's 12 o'clock and we ain't got the ring. Mr. Wentworth is going to throw us both in jail.
Well, now, take it easy, Kingfish. We done set Amos up to talk to Gertrude. Maybe he'll have some luck getting the ring back.
Now, listen, if our brains and ingenuity couldn't get the ring back, that dummy Amos ain't going to have no success. Oh, I tell you, Andy, if anyone had gotten...
Well, hi, Amos, hi.
Well, hello there, boys. How is you?
There you is, fellas. There's the diamond ring.
Oh, Amos, you got the ring back.
Amos, you was wonderful. How did you do it?
Oh, it was simple, boys. I just went up and told Gertrude the truth, and she gave it back to me.
The truth. We wouldn't have thought of a sneaky approach like that in a million years.
Oh, boy, this is wonderful. Now we get the $500 reward.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I'll rush the ring right up to Mr. Wentworth.
Yeah. Wait a minute, Sheriff. Why can't we both rush it up there?
Hey, Kingfish, you ain't trying to pull no fast one on Andy here, is you?
Amos, me pull a fast one? Honest George Stevens? Does you think that I'd stoop so low after Andy and I has been through this together? Did I do something like that to my dear brother? Did I disgrace the fair office of the Kingfish? Did I do something so underhanded to my pal and lifelong brother? How could you? How could you say that?
Well, sorry, Kingfish.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry too, Kingfish.
Well, that's better. Well, I'll go on up there and see Mr. Wentworth now. So long. Quite a speech I made there. Lucky for me, I didn't listen to a word I said. Well, I was awfully sorry to bother you here at the ball game, Mr. Wentworth, but your wife told me to bring the ring right here to you at the ball game. So here is the diamond ring.
Fine, Stevens, fine. Here's your reward money right here. $500. I had it all ready.
Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, what a beautiful bill. A $500 bill. Look at that. Oh, thank you again, sir, and good day, sir.
Good day. You can get out that way, Stevens, if you can squeeze past those people at the rail.
Thank you. Excuse me. Let me by here, folks. Pardon me, lady. Pardon me, please. Careful there. You almost knocked a $500 bill out of my holy mackerel, my bill, my $500. Where's my bill?
Ma, I'm home.
Oh, Junior, did you enjoy the ball game?
Yeah, I had a swell time. And look, Ma, look at the funny prize I found in a box of Cracker Jack. A $500 bill!
Oh. Friends, if you take multivitamins, choose the kind that give you 11 important vitamins, including red vitamin B12. Plus liver concentrate and iron. I'm talking about Rexall Plenamins, the vitamin capsules that give you 11 important vitamins, including red vitamin B12, plus the nutritional extras of liver concentrate and iron. The daily dosage of Plenamins is sealed in an airtight foil wrapper that protects their guaranteed potency from the harmful effects of light, air, and moisture. Take a tip from Harlow Wilcox, friends. Change to Plenamins, Plenamins. Plenamins. You'll find them at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to visit your Rexall family drugstore. Thank you and good night.
See you next Sunday.
Men, if shaving's your worst daily chore, this tip from Wilcox don't ignore. Stag brushless shave cream starts your day the faster, cooler, no scrape way. Stag needs no rub-in, smooths right on, wilts those whiskers while you yawn. Stays moist longer, costs no more, and sold at every Rexall store. That's what I said. Stag brushless shave cream. Be sure to be with us next Sunday at the same time when your Rexall druggist will again present the Amos and Andy Show. Stay tuned for the Mario Lanza program, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is the CBS Radio Network.